Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, Mary, thank you very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Memorial Day weekend and the middle third of it. Thank you for joining us this morning, and I hope that you have a safe and respectful and celebratory of the blessings we've all been given, kind of a Memorial Day weekend, and then family and friends as well. And if you go to a nursery to pick up some wonderful plants, that would be nice too. So anyway, we're here to talk about the plants at your place for the next 2 hours. It is easy to reach us, just as you heard Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers say, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I could use some calls right now. Good time to call. Robert Borowski is going to be answering the phones for us, and I'll do my part best I can. 800-288-9227. I do have a book signing and book sale this afternoon, and I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be at Callaway's in Flower Mound. I think this may be the one Callaway's I've not been to. I don't know how I missed this, just not on my path to any place that I commonly go from where I am. And this is at 2901 Long Prairie Road. I'll be there from 2 until 4 to sell my new book, Lone Star Gardening, and to sign it. And if you'd like me to sign a copy of one of my previous books, if you have two of them, bring them both, my older books. But the new book is not in stores, nor is it on Amazon. So this is one of the three ways that you can get it. The other two would be to my magazine office or my website. And that we will talk about later. But this afternoon, 2 until 4, I typically do not have time to do any plant questions. I need to tell you that ahead of time. Yesterday at Callaway's in West Fort Worth, we had a wonderful turnout and just great people. One thing I will tell you is you don't have to be there exactly at 2 o'clock. It might even the line out a little bit if some of you felt like, oh, I can get there, but I can't get there right at 2. That's just fine. We're there 2 to 4. And so do come on out and see us this afternoon in Flower Mound. And so with that, I think we're ready to go to Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, we were out there in West Fort Worth yesterday. I don't know what happened at your house, but we had to move about 5 feet up under a cover because heavy rainstorm came through, and it was delightful.
Yes.
I took a photo I haven't seen for a while, so that was kind of nice. Did you get any rain at your house?
A little bit, yes, we did.
Well, that's good. All right, well, you guys are west side of the Metroplex. Don't hog it all now, please.
Yes.
All right, and we're going to talk about all things yellow today. So school buses, mustard, what else are we going to talk about?
I would say not.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Although a lot of school buses do come through the garden, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh, I'll bet they do. Wow, you are a destination garden. Fort Worth Botanic Garden, the historic Botanic Garden of Texas, the oldest one. And Steve's going to talk about some plants that either are flowering or, yep, these are all flowering yellow. Tell us about them.
Well, one, of course, is the Bird of Paradise. This is Cecil Pinia galicii. It's blooming right now throughout the garden. This is a deciduous shrub, about 6 feet tall or so, which is native to Argentina, but somehow it has naturalized this far north and even grows as far north as the Red River. 5 to 10 feet tall, about 4 to 6 feet wide. It grows rapidly. Solid yellow flowers with long red stamens appear at the tips of branches in spring and early summer, and then sporadically through the summer. 4 to 5 feet long, very showy, and they're just gorgeous now.
Butterflies love them. Just love
it.
All right, I have a question for you, and in asking my question, I'll take all pressure off you because I'm going to admit that my view on this, I was surprised to see these come back this year. Were you, after all that winter?
Yes. Well, I've even seen Esperanza come back. That's amazing.
Yeah, and oleanders just took it to the ground, and Asian jasmine hurt badly coming back, but really slowly, and yet these things that we might have expected to be gone are right
are
there,
still here.
Hale and Hardy.
Yes,
that's right. Okay, well, I'm not the only guy. You know, there was a time when I drove to West Fort Worth from Farmers Branch because I wanted the next tree that you are going to talk about. A little hard to find in the nurseries. And they said, yeah, we have a 12-foot one. It's in a 5-gallon can. And you know what that means.
Yes.
I got there in June. It was in full bloom. And, yeah, it had about a root about the size of my leg going out into the ground. So I didn't take it. Tell us about that beautiful tree.
Well, that is the golden rain tree. It's blooming now. We have, we have an absolutely gorgeous specimen next to our lecture hall. This is a deciduous tree. It blooms late spring, early summer. The tree gets about 20 to 40 feet tall, 15 to 30 feet wide, has a dense rounded form with spreading branches, and then 12 to 15 inch long panicles of yellow flowers in summer. After the flowers disappear, there are these papery seed pods that change from yellow to brown and look like little Chinese lanterns all over the tree. This tree tolerates drought, heat, wind, and air pollution, and it flowers at an early age. You don't have to wait years for it to start blooming, and really it's gorgeous.
It's a pretty plant, and Steve, I think it would be a reach for it to get to 40 feet in our area.
Oh, yes.
You said 20 to 40, and I'll bet 30 would be an average height
yes.
I see of the mature trees. This is a beautiful tree, folks, if you have a zero lot line. It's so much more serviceable, for example, than a live oak in a small landscape.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, and you have one of my favorites, one I haven't grown myself, and yet I admire it in all the gardens. Tell us about a beautiful coneflower.
Well, this is giant coneflower. It's native to the state of Texas, actually to the barges of East Texas. It's found in moist, open places, actually from East Texas west to the East Cross Timbers.
Mm-hmm.
But it forms clumps of silvery blue foliage that give rise to stately flower stalks about 6 feet tall. The flowers have intense yellow petals that dangle from tall brown centers. This is a plant that does well in sun, part shade, and moist soil. It should be planted in mass for best effect in landscapes, and it also makes a good cut flower.
It is beautiful. There are so many wonderful coneflowers, and many of them are native, so that's great. Where will we see it, at the Botanic Garden?
Well, actually, they're in the parking lot in front of the lecture hall, actually at the very beginning of Britt's research garden, so right across the street.
They've been there for several years, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw them there last year, I believe it was, when Stephen Chamblee and I came by. They were just beautiful. All right, so now that we've talked about all that, let's tell people how to find you.
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
And folks, if you know where Casa Manana, that is the all-time great icon on that side of town. There are lots of others, Eamon Carter being one and Kimball being a couple of others, but right beside Casa Manana on University Drive, easy to get to, really easy to get to. And the website?
Is fwbg.org.
All right, and then the 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
Steve, as far as you know, are any parts of the Botanic Garden closed on Memorial Day tomorrow?
No, we're open.
Oh, man. Then that means picnics. That means wonderful time to visit. The weather could not be nicer. Oh,
yes.
Wow. I'll bet you guys will be busy. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you next week. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and a Fort Worth advertiser, is sponsoring the Botanic Garden Report today, and that is Mike Wisnan, his son Derek Wisnan. They are known to the nursery industry as Whiz Q Stone. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. You know, they founded back in 1983. Mike's dad, Derek's granddad, started the business. Mike took over years ago, and the experts at Whiz Q Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. One of the things that I will tell you about Mike is that he is so entrenched in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. I have never heard a bad word said about either of these men. They are wonderful, and I've watched Derek grow up, and he is just like his dad, just a wonderful leader in the nursery industry. And they also have a beautiful 22-acre natural stone showroom. It's an outdoor showroom. Can you imagine? They are my heaviest advertisers. They have tons of stone, and it's just gorgeous. From boulders and river rock and gravel to decorative gravel and paved stone, they have everything. So you need to go there too, and then they truly will have everything when you come. Their outside showroom of extensive displays, in fact, that's where they hold their how-to classes. Saturday on May 31, how to install a decorative water feature. And on Saturday, June 10, how to build a segmental retaining wall. All of their classes start at 10 on Saturdays in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at Whiz Q Stone. Visit their experts. That's 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, you can call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822. They may be closed tomorrow for Memorial Day, but call them at 817-429-0822. Their website is very informational. Derek does that. And that's whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone in Fort Worth.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Steve, thank you very, very much. We go, our first call today is Anthony in Dallas. Anthony, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I want to say that this is a lovely book that you got, this Texas Lone Star gardening book. And I tell you, I'm going to enjoy using this book as a reference probably for years to come.
Thank you, Anthony, very much.
Yes, I have my bearded irises are long, finished flowering and everything, and I haven't cut back the stems, so would it be okay for me to cut the stems back to about the flowering stems to about maybe 2-3 inches or so?
Yes. Let me, for all who are listening, Anthony's talking about the common iris that we see so frequently, and Texans. Anthony, what you're saying is perfect. I'm going to talk over your shoulder to other people who want to cut more than that. The flower stems certainly can be cut back. I would cut them right down, as close down into the leaves as you can without cutting the leaves or without breaking the leaves apart. You don't have to force down. That stem will shrivel and turn brown and fall out. And so what you're trying to do is just tidy up the garden. I did that last week with my hardy amaryllis, my St. Joseph's lilies.
And you can do it on that one too.
Yeah, you can do it with iris. You certainly can. Now, what a lot of Texans want to do is start cutting the leaves, and I have no idea where that ever came from. It's like topping crepe myrtles. What are you doing? And so don't cut any green tissue of the leaves until it turns brown, but yes on the stems.
Now, I have a follow-up question on the irises. Now, does that direct energy more toward the rhizomes for next year?
If you leave the leaves, it will. That's correct. If the stem makes no difference.
Okay.
Yeah, unless if there are seeds on it, fruit up on the top of it, then yes, that would stop that, so that doesn't take nutrients and water, but usually that's not much of a problem.
All right, so I'll do that this week. I will cut them down to as far as I can to the bottom without destroying them.
I'll
do that this week.
That's great, and don't pull on them. Just cut them. You're doing fine, Anthony.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, Dan and McKinney, you'll be coming up next. Let's get a break out of the way so I don't get myself in trouble here time-wise. My brand-new book that Anthony was referencing is called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Folks, it is totally different than my complete guide to Texas gardening herein referred to as the Boot Book. That book was written 23 years ago, and the first edition 32 years ago. That is just way old, way dusty. I'm proud of them, but it is time to move on, and I'm really proud of Lone Star Gardening. There is so much more information in it than the Boot Books have, and including incredible charts to help you make quick selections of the best plants for your needs. It is much more user-friendly. I think I opened while I was typing the new book, I think I opened the old Boot Book probably 4 or 5 times, not very often in 9 months. I just didn't want this one to look anything like it because I wanted a new format. This is self-published, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon. And one of the reasons that I wanted to publish it myself was to be able to direct everything about it with my editor and my graphic design artist, two wonderful ladies who made this book really what it is. And we wanted it to look the way we wanted, not the way some publisher would cut corners. So this is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. It is $28.95, and that is plus tax and $7 postage. And we have an even better deal. If you'd like to get a subscription to my magazine at the same time, it'll cost you just $14 more, so that'd be $42.95. Normally, the magazine is $23.95, so that's almost a $10 savings on the magazine. Satisfaction guaranteed on all of this. You can call between now and 10 o'clock to my magazine office, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769, or you can order all day at neilsperry.com.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
All right, and it's Sunburst Shutters, one of the greatest things that you can possibly add to your home. I know, because we did that about 5 years ago, and we still, I shut our shutters last night, and I was in a kind of an awkward angle with some laundry in one hand, and I just reached over, and with one finger just pressed against the louvers, they work so flawlessly. They're just fabulous. They're made of polywood, and polywood is a man-made material. It is a proprietary material of Sunburst Shutters. Polywood shutters equals Sunburst Shutters. These come in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size, so you can get plantation-style shutters of any look that you want. They'll bring samples to your home and put them up in the window for you and help you decide what would look best. Sometimes in a smaller room, the smaller shutters, large room, and especially if you have a large, beautiful outdoors that you want to be able to see, the 4.5-inch louvers are great. We have 3.5 at our home, and my goodness, they're white or off-white. They don't crack or split or peel or warp or whatever the bad thing. You don't have to paint them. They are color-fast white or off-white, and if they do need to be painted to match a trim color, they can do that for you in their painting booth before they bring them to you. Every window is custom measured. That's why they come to your home. Now, you can go to their showroom. They have nothing to hide. They'll show you how they make them. But the best thing to do is let them come to your home. SunburstShutters.com is the website. SunburstShutters.com. They're in the Dallas area, but they serve, of course, all the Metroplex. Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Puckett's Nursery in Allen is a locally owned garden center. Puckett's has been in business at the same location for 20 years and takes pride in their customer service. On Monday, May 26th from 2 to 4, Neil Sperry will be at Puckett's Nursery with his new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can purchase your signed copy of his new book or bring in your already purchased book to be signed. Call him at 972-727-1145. Visit them at PucketsNursery.com and like them on Facebook today.
Mark Puckett has been so supportive of some things that I have worked on. It will be a joy to be at Puckett's tomorrow afternoon. I hope you will come out. Allen and all the surrounding areas, McKinney, Plano, come on out and see us, won't you please? We look forward to that very, very much. Let me tell you right now about Baylor, Plano, Baylor, McKinney, two wonderful hospitals. Our daughter's life was saved more than 9 years ago at Baylor, Plano. It was a brand new hospital at that point, and she presented herself with, of all things, Streptococcus pyogenes strain A. That is an awful infection. It is the flesh-eating bacterium. Very, very rare, one of those one in a million things, and their doctors and their staff, their nurses, their surgeons, their ER, their ICU, knew what to do. 11 days in a coma, 17 days in the hospital. She is the mother of Joseph and the mother of Sam and Alex and our wonderful daughter. Thank you, Baylor. How can we say thank you? Well, because of that, we have a long-standing relationship with the Baylor Hospital System, Plano, and McKinney. My wife serves on the Baylor-McKinney board as a result of all that. It's not a paid position, but she loves to give back to them because of what they've done. Baylor Medical Center at McKinney and Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano offer comprehensive breast imaging services for residents of Collin and surrounding communities. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano are equipped with advanced technology for accurate diagnosis, including a digital mammography unit. Digital mammography allows radiologists to manipulate images and focus more clearly on areas of concern. In addition to digital mammography, Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer breast MRI, breast ultrasound, cyst aspirations, and breast biopsy. Their caring, highly skilled staff is ready to provide you with quality screening and diagnostic mammography, as well as bone density screenings. For more information about breast imaging services at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-400-8400. 4-BAYLOR. That's the number 4. 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. Dan and McKinney, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Good morning to you, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help you?
Well, let me also say that I love your book. I've got your book, and I love it. But what I'm looking for is a mimosa tree, and I can't seem to find one anywhere around here.
Well, most nurserymen don't sell them. It is the standard mimosa tree is deemed to be too fast-growing, too problem-ridden. I'm just telling you what they are thinking as they sell them. And I imagine that most of the retail nurseries would just as soon not have all the calls coming back in 5 years later. Why'd you sell me this thing? It's going to die so quickly. I'm going to tell you, I grew up with a mimosa in my backyard in College Station, and I loved that tree. It didn't live very long. It lived about 15 or 18 years, but it was a beautiful tree. And when I had a nursery in high school, in College Station, I grew them because I could get seedlings and I could get seed and they grew quickly. But, you know, so I won't try to talk you out of it, but it becomes a bit of a detriment after 10 or 12 years. Most nurseries won't have them, but it's easy enough to find the seed pods just a little later this summer. They're in bloom now. Watch a tree that has a pretty color to it. The colors will vary a great deal. There is one in the nursery trade right now that's kind of interesting. It's called Chocolate Summer, and it has brown leaves or kind of brownish red leaves. It's very pretty. It's a striking accent tree. But that's why you don't see them, Dan.
Okay, I understand that. Now, I did also grow up with a mimosa tree in the front yard of my grandmother's house and just loved it. And I understand, you know, maybe every 10, 15 years, I may have to replace it. But is there a way that I can prepare the soil or anything if I do find one?
No, not really, because it's going to have to grow way beyond whatever you would prepare. I mean, if you're willing to prepare an area 20 feet across and 3 or 4 feet deep, yes. But nobody's going to do that. So, no, it has to be adapted to the soil. It'll do all right. The soil is not the issue. The cotton root rot might be a problem, but mimosa root rot, mimosa webworm, these are the problems that bother people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Good luck with it. Thank you, Dan, so much. All right. Cindy in Arlington, I really want to talk to you. Please stay there. I do need to get to Jerry and the newscast right now, but please stay there because I think you have a really interesting question, and one on St. Augustine grass seed that the people would like to hear. All right, let me see what we're going to do right now. We need to tell you about Bonide 8. 8 is better than 7. Of course, 7 is spelled S-E-V-I-N, but that, for the purpose of this performance, doesn't matter. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems on your houseplants, around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in your flower beds, or vegetable garden? 8, Insect Control by Bonide, is the answer. Listen to how emphatically you have to say the word 8 to make it understood. Listen to this. Bonide's 8, Insect Control, controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a variety of products such as 8 Garden and Home Ready to Use, 8 Garden Dust, 8 Vegetable, Flower, and Fruit Concentrate, 8 Yard and Garden Ready to Spray, and 8 Flower and Garden Granules. You'll find Bonide 8 Insect Control at Foster Ace Hardware in Arlington, Lawn Land in Denton, and Nicholson Hardy in Dallas. It's a wonderful product. All kidding aside, it's a great one. They're just really creative on their names of their products. That is 8 Garden Products, and it is from Bonide, BONIDE.com. All right, I guess we've had a meltdown of a we used to call them carts in the old-time radio business, so I'll just go directly into Callaway's Nursery now. It is the sale of the season this weekend at Callaway's Nursery. Everything, I was in at Callaway's yesterday, everything in the store, 20 to 50% off through 7 o'clock this evening. That is a sale, and they have beautiful merchandise. Now, I hope you'll come out and see me at the Callaway's in Flower Mound this afternoon. That's where I'll be doing my book signing from 2 until 4, 2901 Long Prairie Road, 2 until 4 in Flower Mound. This is the wall-to-wall sale. You won't want to miss it. This is your opportunity to get everything for your lawn and garden at the lowest prices of the season, only at Callaway's, only through 7 o'clock tonight. And when they say wall-to-wall, they mean wall-to-wall or wall-to-fence or whatever, the entire perimeter of the property. Absolutely nothing is held back. Fresh shipments are arriving daily. Callaway's carries only the very best plants, the best trees and shrubs, and everything they sell comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And this weekend only, it's all on sale at 20 to 50% off. Let's see. Let's recite that back, class. What's that sale? 20 to 50% off. Hurry to Callaway's today. Wall-to-wall sale, tremendous savings on everything in the store. 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. There's a Callaway's nursery near you. Open 7 days a week. Go to Callaway's.com to find the Callaway store near you. So all you have to do is just go on your smartphone to Callaway's.com. It'll say, want to find the closest? Then you get directions. Then you're there. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com. Okay, it is time right now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And here is my friend, Jerry Overton.
And good morning, Neil. And good morning to you. It's 8:32 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. What was he like? We'll find out after we get an update of traffic and weather. And we'll start with the WBAP Classic Chevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Westbound I-30 at Fate. Interstate remains closed. They're cleaning up a tractor-trailer wreck involving a tanker truck that caught fire earlier this morning. Again, this is the westbound side only. Eastbound lanes have been reopened. Downtown Dallas, eastbound I-30 at the Trinity River, the left lane blocked by an early morning wreck, and workers right now repairing a guardrail that was damaged. Also in Dallas, you got a new wreck, Greenville Avenue at Forest Lane, westbound I-30 at I-35E in South Dallas, an overloaded 18-wheeler stuck on the ramp to southbound I-35. And Fort Worth, you got a wreck on East Loop 820 at I-35W. WBAP 24/7 forecast. Cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85. Best chance for rain, though, is going to be to the west of the Metroplex. Tonight, still cloudy and muggy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, improving as you go west, high 70, or the low 70. And then tomorrow, better chance for rain, a high of 82. And it is 73 degrees now at DFW Airport. Hydroelectric power in Texas has all but dried up as the state's drought continues. Austin American Statesman reporting the amount of hydropower generated across Texas dropped 24% from 2012 to 2013. Only a fraction of the state's energy needs come from hydroelectricity, but the downturn is just another consequence of the drought. And neighbors starting to talk about the 22-year-old who went on a murderous rampage around the University of California, Santa Barbara Friday night before apparently taking his own life. Andy Park says the young man pretty much kept to himself.
I am sort of surprised, like, even though he kept to himself, like, I really wouldn't think that someone would actually, like, it wouldn't come down to something like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, insane. It's just crazy.
At least 7 people were killed, including the suspect. More than a dozen were injured there. Flooding widespread in southern China, where at least 12 people have been killed. Reports say the flooding has affected nearly 700,000 people in the Guangdong province, with 3,300 houses collapsing. Thousands of residents lack drinking water due to reservoir pollution. Again, the high today, 85 degrees at 73 degrees. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil's Berry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Man, you are there right now. Thank you, Jerry, very much. This is the time for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and we have the king of all dogs, Rex. That's right. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Rex, a handsome and adorable boy. He is 6 years old. He's a Labrador Retriever mix. He already knows commands like sit. Rex loves every person he meets. He's a perfect pooch for a laid-back family. He was surrendered to the SPCA on Texas, and he is now available to you, and it is your blessing. He loves to go on walks. He loves cuddling with his human companions. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really need to go to the Russell Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Rex today, the perfect companion. And the center is open from noon until 6, 7 days a week. I don't know about tomorrow, but they're open this afternoon to view all the animals that the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption. We invite you to go to the website, the web page, and it's a great one. Oh, you'll see everything. You'll see all the dogs and the cats and the donkeys and the goats, everything SPCA has for adoption. If you end up getting one of those exotic animals, you're going to have to prove that you know what you're doing. They are all about finding great homes for their animals. SPCA.org/findapet. And you're looking for Rex, the 6-year-old Labrador Retriever at the McKinney Shelter. Just like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Rex has been neutered, microchipped. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines. Sounds like he's joined the armed forces, doesn't it? And he is ready to go home today. Bags are packed. He's standing by the door. He's waiting for the front door of the place to open up at noon today. They are at 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer Road. Regular hours, noon to 6. I've said that 3 times. 7 days a week. Don't know about Memorial Day. Said that twice. So I hope you'll get by today. Now, by the way, Stacy Road becomes Main Street when you go across Custer, depending if you're going to the west. If you're coming from the west, it turns into Stacy when you go across Custer from Main Street in Frisco. So that'll help you find it easily. Wonderful places. They are very, very cheerful environments. So take your kids with you, whatever you do. SPCA of Texas Shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Hey, guess what hours they have? That's right. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. Don't know about tomorrow. I am adopted, and I speak about the SPCA of Texas pets each week and have for 25 or 30 years because they deserve a home like I got. That's that. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Gardening koi ponds are a focal point of the best landscapes. The water lilies and lotus are blooming and new fish have arrived. So come to Dixon Brothers and get the first picks. They also have pond tour books for the June 7th and 8th pond tour. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water and has amazing displays of fountains, water features, ponds, and water gardens for you to make your own. Visit the 20,000 square foot showroom to see those displays and ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you can sit back and enjoy the soothing sound of a waterfall or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537, 972-288-7537 for more info. DICKSON.
All right, one more message, then back to the phones. Encore Electric Service Delivery. If you're going to be out there doing some work in your landscape today or tomorrow, let me caution you of several things. First of all, if you're going to be buying a new tree and planting it to get some shade started, make sure that you position it in a place where it will not encumber the power lines. It's a good idea also to be thinking about sewers and water lines and sprinkler systems and especially below ground electric utilities if you have those. Just think about that. Know before you grow. Part of knowing is how big does this thing get? You know, when we were talking about the golden rain tree with Steve Huddleston earlier, I said, well, that gets about 30 feet tall, so perfect for zero lot line, much better than a live oak. Live oaks grow 75 feet wide at maturity. That's correct. 75, I said. And golden rain tree may be 30 feet wide. There's an example of knowing before you grow. An Encore asks that you do that. Ask the nurseryman. And we're talking about a professional nurseryman, probably at an independent retail garden center. All right, so that's that message. And then if you're anywhere near power lines with tools, you just need to back off and think about it a while and maybe call Encore for direction. 888-313-6862. If you're within 10 feet with overhead power lines in saws and things, 888-313-6862. If you need to locate a below ground power source, call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. 811 for that one. And then if you see something on fire up in the wires, we have possibility of storms next several days. If you see sparks or fire, that's the time to call 911. So that's it for Encore. Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, and book sale and signing this afternoon at the Callaway's on Long Prairie Road, 2901 Long Prairie in Flower Mound. Come see us 2 until 4. Cindy in Arlington, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
You're welcome.
How can I help you?
Well, for years I had one of the most beautiful St. Augustine yards on our street, and in the last couple of years, last year I had grass, but this year there's just a sprig here and there in the front yard, not much better in the back. It's just dirt and some weeds, and I don't really, and I have a sprinkler system, so I don't really know what to do. I don't really want to resod it, so I was looking for something like grass seed of some kind that can just come out and kind of hold it together for the summer.
Well, all right, how much sunlight do you have?
It's pretty full, so it's morning sun in the front.
All right, so the area that you're asking me about is morning sun.
Yes, and there's one oak tree out there in the front, in the middle of the grass.
Okay, but for purposes of my answer, I have to give my answer based on how much sunlight I'm addressing here, because that becomes a huge determinant. Is the majority of the dead grass that you're seeing beneath that tree, or is it out through the whole lawn?
It's pretty much under that tree, but the branches are they're pretty high, so I still think it gets a lot of sun in there.
Okay. Cindy, let me tell you how I address this, because of the better than a third of a million phone calls that I have taken in almost 40 years on the air, without any question, without even a close second place, Neil, what can I grow under a shade tree? Is number one. It's the most asked it 4 or 5 times yesterday on the air on my statewide radio program and at the store appearance after I was trying to pack up and leave in the rain. And, you know, it's just everywhere you go, you get asked that in this business. There is no grass that will grow in less than 4 or 5 hours of sunlight. And what I always tell people when they're saying, well, I've got plenty of light there, I always ask them, all right, is the dying grass like a bullseye with the trunk of the tree in the center? Now, I'm assuming there's not a two-story house right beside the tree. That would make the bullseye kind of cockeyed in shape. But if you say, well, yeah, it's almost proportionate to where it is under that trunk, and the worst dieback is at the trunk, then that's too much shade. And I always caution people about removing any more branches so that they don't ruin their tree permanently, because you never get those branches to regrow. Every landscape that has shade trees eventually gets to this point where you have to change from grass to ground cover or shade-tolerant shrubs or something else. Or, you know, some people just put bark under there or something, which is not quite as exciting. But putting more grass and more grass is not the solution. It is especially not the solution to try to seed grass. There's no grass that will grow in heavy, heavy shade that can be seeded. Fescue comes close. But for every one, probably one man yesterday who had really good success with fescue in shade, for every one of those reports I get 1,000 that say, well, I tried fescue, but it didn't work either. So, and that has to be planted in September, not going into the summer. So that's my problem. And diagnosing St. Augustine issues beneath trees is really difficult. If you have full sun or 8 hours or so of sun, you can seed Bermuda grass. There is no St. Augustine seed. Three main grasses that we have are Zoysia and St. Augustine, both of which have to be planted from sod or plugs. And then the third one is Bermuda, which can be planted almost any way you plant any grass. So that's the long answer, the complete answer to what you were asking.
Okay, well,
it's not what you wanted, is it? You waited half an hour, and that's what he gave me, that dumb answer. But I promise you, I have lived this nightmare. I'm in a pecan forest at my home, and I have finally now, after 37 years there, taken all the grass out because I just don't have enough sunlight. I fought the battle as long as I could, and I knew the symptoms, and I just finally last year took the last grass out.
What did you put in there, anything?
I put in shade ground cover. I have beautiful landscape. I'm sorry, that is a personal opinion. I posted on my Facebook page. You'll see it, our landscape in probably 30 or 40 of the photos in my book. And And I think it looks very handsome. I'm not at all. I did TV out of our yard for several years, but I have Mondo grass and a lot of other things. I have a lot of this information, if you're on Facebook, in my notes on Facebook of how to deal with shade. So think about that a little bit before you spend more money on grass, because I'm not sure that's going to work for you.
Okay, I'll go check out the pictures and the names on your Facebook page.
All right, atta girl. Thanks. Good luck with it. Judy in Alvord, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your book.
Thank you.
And I bought it for a gift, too. Hey, I have a question on my red oak. I planted it in October. It's about 4 inches, 3 to 4 inches on the trunk. I have a branch that broke in the heavy wind. The problem is that it has sliced down about 3 inches into a really big branch. And so it's hanging there. And then I read about oak wilt in your book, and so I got a little worried about cutting that off. So that's my question.
Well, there's an open wound there already, so whatever you do to correct the problem isn't going to make it any worse. I don't think you have to be paranoid. Yeah, let's talk about this now. So you have a trunk that is 3 or 4 inches in diameter. So
correct.
It's as big as an ankle.
Correct, it's big.
A big guy's ankle. All right. Mm-hmm. And so up goes the trunk, and then you have a branch that comes out that is how big where it attaches to the trunk?
The branch itself that is broken is approximately 3/4 of an inch.
All right, and it is a branch from another branch, not from the trunk.
Correct.
Correct, okay.
Correct. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All
and
right.
It's connected to an inch-sized branch, let's say.
All right, so an inch to 3/4, and it snapped somewhere near the 1-inch branch?
Correct. And what it did is it just sliced down one side of that big branch.
And peeled the big branch back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm with you now. What I would do, have you taken the weight off by removing most of that broken branch?
No, sir. I haven't done anything yet.
You need to do
that.
Yeah, you need to do that very carefully. And it's a little like a hangnail. Let me refer to it that way. It's a little like a hangnail where you have a jagged edge left when you get that kind of peeling action. So I would go out on that branch, the branch that will be taken off, I would go out a quarter of an inch or half an inch beyond where it is firmly attached and just sever it to get all that weight off so it doesn't pull anymore. And so then you'll just have the hangnail left. And the hangnail I would probably address with a utility knife, and I would just try to get that jagged wood cut back a little bit closer. And be careful, but hold the good branch with I'm right-handed, hold it with your left hand to stabilize it. And then with the knife in your right hand, very carefully, you don't have to press very hard, just carve on that a little bit to get that cleaned up, and then stop. And I would put pruning sealant on it, a very light dose of a pruning paint. That will stop any chance of oak wilt. Pruning sealant normally slows the healing a little bit, but you kind of weigh the two things, and it wins.
Okay, my other issue with this tree, I was a little scared. What caused me to go look at this tree was that some of the leaves on the bottom part of the tree are turning a little bit brown on the edges. Is that normal?
That's moisture stress. It may be transplant shock. I think I would take photos of that at this point and document it, and I don't think you'll need to exercise any kind of guarantee or anything on it, but if you did, you could show the progression of it maybe every 2 weeks during the summer. Just leave a photo on your phone or on your computer, and if you need it, you'll have this archive.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy, very much. All right, Liz and Carolyn, you're coming up right after, and I can help you with, is it too late to lay sod, or not sure what the other half of that is, so we'll figure that one out. Folks, you're hearing comments about my brand-new book, Lone Star Gardening. I've had so many nice comments. One of the things that tells me that the book is going over very well is that when I'm doing my book signing, some of the people bought them earlier, and we mailed them to them, and they bring them in to be signed, and they say, you know, I'd like to get 3 more, please. That really is great, and it makes a wonderful Father's Day gift. Let me suggest that to you as well. I signed several yesterday that were for Happy Father's Day, and I won't give any names because that would maybe give it away. But anyway, it just makes a great Father's Day gift. My book is a thorough compendium of everything you need to know to be successful in gardening in Texas. I have combined 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. That's chapter 2 of this book. in this book because I don't publish my calendar any longer. People were not buying calendars. They used their phones for calendars. I said, okay, they want that information. We'll put it in the book. So there it is, chapter two. Then we also have a complete chapter on the basics of gardening in Texas, one on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. But these are done totally differently than I did for my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening 23 years ago. You need this book. It's $28.95. You can call my magazine office right now until 11. I checked with them, and they are able to stay until 11 today. So our office will be open until 11, and you can get the book instead of $32.95 for $28.95. But there's more, as they say on television. The even better deal is if you would like to get my magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for Texas, 29 years we've done it, recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You can get that subscription instead of at $23.95 for $14 when you buy it with the book. $42.95 total price for the book and the magazine. You'll have the best that I turn out. That's all I can tell you. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. These are not sold in stores. They are sold through my magazine office. They're sold through neilsperry.com, and they're sold at my store appearances like this afternoon at Callaway's in Flower Mound and tomorrow at Puckett's Nursery in Allen. All right, here is the number if you'd like to call to get the book or the book in the magazine. It's 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Website is neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
You want to reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step? It's called Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. I got a great tip for you folks this week, especially if you're like me. And let me ask you this. Are you tired of making countless trips to the pool store for this, for that, for algae, for yellow, for mustard algae? Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and, get this, greatly reduce pool maintenance time. With convenient access now available in select Ace Hardware stores and Dixon Brothers, and of course online, gone are the days of burning eyes. Add Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem and forget about the maintenance. I promise you, you're going to thank me later. Go to clearpoolnow.com. That's clearpoolnow.com and get Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem.
As spring starts to heat up, so do the outstanding selections at Shades of Green in Frisco. Discover the power of perennials. The professional staff at Shades of Green can help you get started in the right direction. They specialize in well-adapted plants that can survive and thrive on once-a-week watering. Many are locally grown on their farm. Visit Shades of Green for unique garden accents, beautiful color bowls and hanging baskets, flowering shrubs and vines, colorful annuals and culinary herbs, as well as over 40 varieties of trees. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. You need some planting ideas and suggestions for sprucing up your landscape? Well, give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. That's Shades of Green in Frisco, the right place for the right plant.
Those are wonderful people. Thank you very, very much. And they've been so kind to me on pen sales in the past and book sales, and I'm very grateful. Let me tell you right now about this important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants, our shrubs have taken a beating, and this is the perfect time to get out there, start repairing that damage. With just 3 steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you need to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products that you need for your project at your local Lowe's store. That's Scott's, Miracle-Gro, two great companies you need to remember. And And we're back to the phone lines. We have Liz in Carrollton. Liz, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Hope
it's
you're happy and healthy.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to ask, is it too late to do tree pruning? We've been very late this year with our yard work, and we're obviously into the warmer weather.
Sure. It is not too late to do selective pruning of trees. In fact, if you have branches that hang down too low and are hazards for one reason or another, those branches can be removed. If you have damage from the winter, broken or dead branches, those can be removed. The ideal time to prune trees is in the winter because you can see through them and see the canopy better than you can when they have leaves on them. And you need to be careful in pruning trees that have leaves on them because, as odd as it sounds, there's a good bit of weight that's added to a branch.
You can have
branch damage, trunk damage, if you don't do it carefully from the peeling of the weight of the branch. But no, you can do that now. The one exception, Liz, would be oak trees because of oak wilt. This is not a good time to prune oaks.
That was my concern because these are two mature trees. They're like 30, 32 years.
Need to wait another couple of months. When it's really hot, it's okay to prune oaks.
When it's really hot?
When it's really hot. And the reason for that is that the oak wilt fungus is not active in the hot weather.
Okay, well, one's a live oak and the other's a red oak.
I should have asked that first. You should wait until midsummer, or you can wait all the way from that point on. You can do it any time after middle of July.
Okay, and does that apply to just the live, or what about the red oak?
It applies to oaks, across the board.
Oaks, period. Yeah. Okay.
You always want to seal your pruning cuts also on oaks with the black pruning sealant. And if you're not familiar with how to do the three-step approach to removing branches, you need to look that up first. That's in my book. It's probably on my website, and it's also on a lot of websites, three-step pruning. That keeps you from having the splitting of the wood.
Okay, well, we did get an estimate from a company, but
okay.
I thought we might have to wait till October.
All right, and you also had a question. I've got 20 seconds, so I'm going to read what I have on my monitor here about, hang on just a second. Is it too late to lay sod? And it is not too late to lay sod. The problem for some people is the extreme water curtailments are going to make it hard to keep it through the summer, but if you don't have those, then you can go ahead and sod now. This is the opportune time. Folks, call me. I am out of calls right now, 1-800. And that is 288-WBAP.